This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I think about the conservative position on stuff, I think about the Commodores song Brick House. How can she lose with the stuff she used? 36-24, 36. I would have went in hand because she's a brick house. We're brick houses, man. How can we lose with the stuff we use? We have everything on our side. Holy cow. Every time I think about going to battle with the left, I think to myself, how can we lose? How can you lose protecting children in the womb? How can you lose protecting children against pedophiles? How can you lose by saying to educators, stop sexualizing our children? How can you lose in saying to educators, stop racializing our students? Stop making white kids feel bad. Stop making black kids feel even worse or like babies. How can we lose? How can we lose in capitalism when we say, hey, capitalists, why don't you focus on making better products as opposed to nonsense around LGBT? How can we lose when we talk to people about humanizing themselves? Stop looking at black people as black people. Stop looking at Asians as Asians, whites as whites, LGBT as LGBT. And how about we just look at people as human beings? Isn't that what our message is as conservatives? Aren't we truly the most liberal in that respect? How can we not take back the moniker of being liberals? We're not leftists. We're liberals. We're liberal in every way. Live your life the way you want to live it. How can we lose when we say to people, go out there, be good citizens of the world, do the right thing, pay your taxes, get good credit, go buy yourself a home, go live the American dream, and you know what? Do it unencumbered. We're all practically libertarian in that regard. The majority of conservatives I know are libertarian, for the most part. We may differ a little bit nuanced on pro-choice, pro-life, in the sense that we are mostly pro-life, pro-choicers. I think that's probably true. There's hardly a subject where we are not liberal. Take drugs. I don't care what you do with your body with drugs. You want to take drugs, use drugs. You don't want to do it, don't do it. I've never done it, never will. But if you choose to do it, fine. And I wouldn't even care if people gave them away. Just don't give them to kids. Let people grow up and make up their own minds. How about we look at a time in life and say, I think we've had that a time or two. We say 18 years old, you're able to go to war, you can drink, you can do drugs, you can do whatever you want. But we should have things that explain the consequences. Most of us agree with that. Even leftists will admit that there's a line that they would not cross in certain areas. You know, like, here's where I think we should start teaching sexuality or whatever. We can debate those issues, but we don't. We concede them. We concede who we are. We let these people define who we are. It's insane to me that we let them get away with this. And it's been going on far too long. And part of the reason is we have the worst people out there who represent us. These people claim to be the intelligentsia. They're very smart. They're smart in procedural things. But you know what the Republicans and the conservative movement needs to do? It needs to go away from this idea, this technical aspect of conservatism, and they need to go and understand the marketing aspect of conservatism. I'll use Texas Instruments as an example. TI had the best personal computer on the market, bar none, when it was a battle between IBM and TI. IBM, in comparison to TI, made junk. But you know who won the war? IBM. Because IBM knew how to market. TI used Bill Cosby. People may not even remember this. They used Bill Cosby to market their PC. It was slick. It was sleek. It was good. And this was in a time when Cosby was the man. And it fell flat. I remember it, but it fell flat because IBM kept talking about the business applications and what they were doing. And I don't remember how they won, but I do know that they won. Just like VHS won over Beta. Beta was a better system. smaller tape, better quality, but VHS won. They all eventually lost. Why? Because of the CD-ROM. And the CD-ROM lost. Why? Because of MP3, memory. You've got to be making these adjustments. You've got to be looking into the future. While the people were debating on beta and VHS, some guy was going, forget about it. I'm going to just go right to a CD. And he made a fortune making the first CD-ROM. And then some guy went, you know what, I'm farther ahead of you. I'm going to be able to take all that information, compress it down, and put it into an MP format. And I'm going to make it to where you don't even need that. I will never forget when I met Melissa, and she had on her wrist a little watch. And I said, what's that? And had little earphones on it and stuff, and she was going for a walk or a run. And I go, what's that? And she had all her CDs in these CD cases. And I had all my CDs, and I was proud of my little CD collection. And I looked at her little thing on her arm, and I said, what is that? And she pointed to her CD collection and said, this is that. And that's when the light went on for me. Well, here's what I'm saying to you folks. What is it going to take for the light to go on for you? To where you realize, wow, I can take all my old information, the stuff that I want to get out to people, and I can consolidate it down to something that fits on my wrist, and people will get it. See, that's the metaphor for what I'm telling you. We got all these great ideas. They're all, whoo, look at all my CDs over here. Ooh, you're just flipping the pages, Kevin, right here. I went to this concert, Kevin. Yeah, but the problem is it's not resonating. It's not resonating with the people who need to see it. What is it going to take for you to finally go, ah, all of this information can be here and people will get it? Yes, exactly. And that's why organizations like mine exist. And look, I would love to tell you we've got all the answers. Here's what I can tell you. Everything that I talk to you about that you get excited about and say, Kevin, you're so good at this or that. I don't know what that is because I give you so many choices to pick from. But I don't know what you think I'm great at. But whatever it is, it's not great if the word doesn't get out. That's what makes it not great. It has to get out. I looked at a thing on Twitter the other day where a guy has less people than me, and he gets 50 times the coverage that I get. And I sent a note to Twitter saying, I don't blame you for not letting my stuff get out because it is too powerful. But see, that's Twitter Nazis, the Gestapo over there still doing it. What's our excuse? What's our excuse for not explaining to somebody that all this information in CDs can be consolidated to something that fits on your wrist? What's our excuse? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. When we get back, I want to talk about ironies and hypocrisies. Because how can we lose with the stuff we use? We're 36, 24, 36. We'll be back. Keep it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How is it possible that we lose in the war of ideas? It's an impossibility. I mean, we are the best as conservatives at removing the win, taking the defeat from the jaws of victory? We are terrible at winning. And we get a guy that comes along the reason we even have the term winning is because Trump did it. Think about the marketing and the branding of winning. Trump did that. Winning! It was a battle cry for a long time, for 4 years. Winning! And now we just lose. We lose and lose and lose. Right? We're talking about the debt ceiling. We're just going to raise it. But McCarthy will act like it's a win. You can't win when you're losing. That's not winning. Winning is when you say, not only are we not going to raise the debt ceiling, we're going to reduce it. We're going to reduce all elements of government. I talked about it the other day. Elon Musk losing 80% of his staff at Twitter, and it's still working. Oh, it's rebuilding. He's got to figure it out. But he will. He'll figure it out. And it will be fine. But that's not what's happening with us right now. We're not winning. We don't even know how to win. You know why you don't know how to win? You don't know how to win when you got a team full of losers. I've talked about this many times. The reason why they will bring a veteran who's really past his prime onto a team is not because the veteran's going to bring something in the skill set, in the physical skill set. He's going to bring something to the mental skill set. The reason why you want coaches that were from winning teams is because those coaches know how to win. People have to be taught how to win. You may think you have a winner's mindset. I know I did, but I've told you stories where people that I trained, Willie, for example, when he would get second place, and I was like, I've learned he got second place. He kept telling me he was a loser. I found out he got second place, and I was mad because he's telling me he's losing every week. And it turned out, he goes, I am losing every week. I'm getting second place. That's not winning. And I remember the light going on for me. In that moment, I never trained anybody to get second place ever again. This is what I'm talking to you about. I don't talk to you about getting second place. What is second place in this life that we live? What is second place? You want to know what second place is? You having to keep your mouth shut. You going to prison for your ideas. You having people strip you of your rights for your children. You losing your children because of some stupid ideology that they get taught in college. That's what second place is. Second place is you not living life to the fullest because you're afraid to talk about stuff. I talked about the other day getting on this board and all the scrutiny they put me through, but this leftist went through not a fraction of the scrutiny. Not a fraction. And the guys who run the company are staunch conservatives. And you know what they told me? Well, Kevin, we just don't want to rock the boat. Yeah, it's your company. Now, the good news is the major stockholder is a friend of mine, and he's like, you're on. You're on the board, but I don't want to deal with the issues, the fallout. Okay, well, I get it, but I don't get it. You're on the board, you tell the company, look, we're not dealing with your woke BS nonsense. We're going to run a company here that is going to be successful. And if your stock has gone from $7 to $1.50, don't tell me that you're being successful. Your board needs to be looking at other things and not what my political ideology is. I'm eminently qualified to be on that board. More so than 99% of them. And yet, I got to go through the scrutiny. Ironies and hypocrisies, folks. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is seeking court approval to suspend the city's right to shelter rule as the city struggles to provide housing and resources to more than 40,000 immigrants with limited federal aid. So he's got 40,000 banditos living in New York. They having to put them into these luxury hotels, which is providing a lot of backlash to people who are starving. People who are living in squalor are getting the word that these illegals are being housed in five-star hotels, and they're saying, what about us? What about your homeless people? What about your homeless vets? What about people living in the hood? Don't you think they would like to get out?
Well, Kevin, it's only temporary. Yeah, it's just temporary.
Well, how about temporary for some of these people that want out? How about they get a chance to live in a luxurious apartment and see how the other world lives? Just a taste. I told you in my upbringing, that was the thing that made me want more, was seeing what other people had. And I lived in it. I was in the lap of it. The lap of luxury, as they call it. So I'm in the lap of luxury, knowing I don't own any of it, but knowing that people live that way. If you think it didn't inspire me, it did. Now, luckily, it didn't overrule me. I didn't want it at all costs. It wasn't like I had to have the private jet. I remember when the Mormons would fly in on their jet, on a jet. I was like, wow, that is so cool. They don't even drive. They fly in. Now, they didn't do that often. They drove most of the time from San Antonio to the ranch. But a couple of times they flew in. They flew in when their granddaughter died. So here's Eric Adams, Mr. Lefty, in a city full of leftists who claim that, you know, illegal immigration. Woo-hoo, let's go. Get all the illegals. And they bring all these illegals in. They get 40,000 of them. How many illegals? There's millions of illegals all over this country. So think about it. One of the biggest cities in America, New York City, has 40,000 of them. How many do you think Houston has? How many do you think Dallas has? San Antonio? Austin? The big cities in Texas? How many do you think Phoenix has? You think we have 10, 20,000, 30,000? We're much smaller in comparison to New York. You would think it would be a fraction of that, right? But instead, cities that are much smaller have many, many more illegals. But do you think they care? Of course not. They don't have to care until they do. So what the Republicans, I'm not going to build a strategy for them, but if I were doing something in New York, I would be lambasting these guys over. That's all you got. I'd have charts that show how many illegals are in each city around the country and what they have to deal with. They're not getting federal aid. You're New York, you've got 10, 12, 15 million people. These other towns have, these other cities may have 2, 3 million people with 10 times your problem. They don't have 40,000 illegals. They have 400,000 illegals. And they're one-fifth your size. Can you do the math on that? What do you think their buckling is? They are splitting at the seams. These people pretend it. It's a problem that doesn't exist until it exists. Joe Biden is a problem that exists until, you know, doesn't exist until it exists. He exists. You want to know why they're struggling, why they're poor, are on the streets, and now beginning to squeal? Because they don't have any money. They're on fixed incomes, and they've had their income cut by half or two-thirds, and they're having to survive, and they're having to watch these lies. They're watching Hunter Biden fly around a private jet, pretend he's broke, act like he can't pay child support on a baby that he doesn't admit is his, but we now know is his. I'm just giving you an example. People are getting sick of it. When we come back, we're going to do a couple more of these ironies and hypocrisies because they're abundant.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In all the talk about the debt ceiling and spending cuts, President Biden wants us to know what his talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are and are not about.
The negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
The president says Republican leaders agree there will not be a default. The Supreme Court says the federal government can't call something a federally protected wetland unless it's connected to a larger body of water. The 5-4 ruling from an Idaho case in which a couple was denied a permit to build a house because an isolated soggy portion of the property was designated a wetland. Near normal is how the government describes the upcoming hurricane season. Forecasters calling for a dozen or more named storms, as many as 9 of which could become named hurricanes, and as many as 4 turning into major hurricanes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking ironies and hypocrisies of the left, folks, and they are plentiful. All you gotta do is be paying a little bit of attention, and you can see that these people are full of themselves. And I don't mean in a good way. I'm gonna cover a couple more stories here, just to make the point. And this one I really enjoy. This particular story I find rather interesting, and it has to do with a Michigan State University. Considered a very good school, a good legal school, maybe a good business school. An acquaintance of mine used to go there as an alma mater and brags on her school. Woo-hoo! You know how good it is, and maybe it is. I think it's a matter of the measuring stick, because I don't think most of these colleges and universities are as good as they say. I think if we really delved into it and looked into it, we would shut down the education system. Don't misunderstand me. There are some good colleges and universities. They're the ones that, you know, are working in conjunction with the pharmaceutical industry, working in conjunction with the semiconductor field, for example. I know the University of Missouri at Columbia, they work with the semiconductor group, because it was the first deal I ever did was a guy who is a professor out there, and he has a company, a very successful company, and they sell products to the semiconductor industry, and he owns the patents in multiple areas. He's brilliant. He's truly brilliant. But, you know, there are those types of things out there that make the college experience worth it. But for the most part, it's junk. The degrees are junk. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So what do we want to talk about this segment? Well, a class action lawsuit. And a class action lawsuit is being brought by 2 Michigan State University students. I said it's class action. It may just be a lawsuit, but they're bringing it against a former professor. And you're going to love this story. This former professor made the students pay her $99 to join her radical left-wing group, according to court documents. And the students allege that former politics professor Amy Wisner solicited funds from about 600 students and donated money to Planned Parenthood, while also using some to purchase an RV that she bought for a trip around the United States. So she got 600 students to give her $99. So she raised essentially $60,000. And she gave part of the money to Planned Parenthood, probably as a cover. And then she used the rest of those funds to purchase an RV for this trip that she wanted to take all around the U.S. And hopefully she's been fired and she gets a chance to actually take that trip. So that's one of the stories that we want to talk about. And here's what's interesting to me about it is this teacher can't do it on her own. She's got all the advantages. I don't know whether she's tenured or not, a professor. I should say she's not a teacher. She's a professor. So she's got all the advantages, captive audience, woke institution, everybody wanting, you know, to buy into this thing. She gets these students. She says, hey, we're going to all join together. You're going to give me this money, which should be illegal on the surface. I mean, you would think that she would have enough common sense to say, I can't take this money from my students. It's going to get out. I can't do it. What am I going to do with this stuff? But even that, she says, no, I'm going to dismiss that. I'm going to take their money, and then I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood. They're probably not going to care about that. But you know what? While I'm doing all this, they should buy me something. I should get what I deserve because I'm doing this for the greater good. And two of the students, I don't know why these two, are they conservative? Did they get a wake-up call from their parents or when they went home during spring break? What happened? Well, here's the story. So a conservative group filed a suit on behalf of these kids. And but let me just read a little bit more. It says, one section of the suit claims that the students enjoy learning about contrasting opinions in their schoolwork, but believe being asked to fund organizations that are antithetical to their beliefs crosses the line. The being asked to fund anything that this teacher is doing crosses the line. They paid their tuition. Why are they doing this? Anyway, they go on and say this. In a now deleted Facebook post, Wisner referred to her organization, the Rebel Community, as a, quote, safe place to coordinate our efforts to burn everything to the effing ground. Her official syllabus called the group's Global Social Learning Community. So she's calling it that, a Global Social Learning Community. So it says it later emerged that she used some of the money to buy an RV to fund a road trip. A GoFundMe page set up to raise money for Wisner's grassroots trip has earned just $2,500, $2,250 at the time of the writing. The goal of the page is $100,000. She writes, my goal is to sit around kitchen tables and campfires facilitating conversations about important social issues and igniting action at the local level. See, here again, all she should do is just say, I want an RV and I wanted somebody to pay for it. I mean, Joe the plumber and I, we went around, we did the Two Naked Heads tour, and we said we'd go around the country and prove that we could go from location to location with having people fund us, and we would not spend any of our own money, but we didn't ask for an RV. We should have. Now that I think about it, what a great idea. Leftists, they, I tell you what, they are slick. She got fired, by the way. On April 7, Wisner wrote on her Facebook page that she was fired because MSU, quote, did not want her and my guest lecturers to teach diversity, equity, and inclusion to students in the core business communications class. The battle over the issue started on October of 2022 and ended about a month ago when they fired me for insubordination. And let me give you a little information about Michigan State University. Michigan State University spent $10.2 million on, I think it was 93 employees that had either diversity, inclusion, or equity in their title. Yeah. $10.2 million annually. The person who makes the most money, get this, in their DEI group, makes over $400,000 a year. Makes more money than the President of the United States. There's a DEI person that heads every school at the university. Multiples. There's DEI for blacks, Latinos, women, LGBT, and specifics within the LGBT community, the trans community, etc. They have built an ecosystem around this. I've talked about it in my book, Race Pimping. They've built an ecosystem around all of this stuff that is made strictly for, it's just for profit over nonsense. So there you go. What else should we cover? Should we go more into this? I think this is an interesting story because this lady feels like she's been harmed. I think she really feels like, why are you guys targeting me? They said the former professor then used her platform to further promote the rebel community, saying that the group was fighting the, quote, state of our education system, daily threat of gun violence, overt, you ready, racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, ableism, ageism, homophobia, transphobia, and other forms of bullying. That's what they said. That's what she said. The students leading the lawsuit believe the group, when directed against the idea of absolute truth or universal moral norms, is wrong. The pair also, quote, reject all branches of critical theory. So these are two white kids standing up against a teacher who, by the way, is white. Oh, you knew she was white because she's the one who's saying, I'm going to take a road trip across the country. Let me tell you, the sisters at BLM would be like, y'all better give me a private jet. Y'all going to pick me up in a limo. They're not driving. That's why I knew that was a white chick. RV. And what was going to happen to this RV after the fact? Anybody want to take a guess? You think she's going to sell it, donate the money to charity, or what? Speaking of which, all these obias and phobias and isms that she was going after, you think she's really addressing any of those? You think she really cares about racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia? What's this ableism? Have you even looked into that? I don't even. She's going to go. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. I want to know, what is ableism? And as I mentioned, are we homophobic? Are we transphobic? And who are the real bullies? I'm asking you this, conservatives, because I want you to stop for a second and think about all these, this money and this energy that goes into the things that they think you are. Everything that she put there, she's saying that's what you are. So are you? I gave you a lot of things. The only one I am is an ableist, because I'm definitely able. Gotta leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Have you seen the test where you're asked to pay attention to something specifically? Like, count the number of times the people go inside or out of the circle or something like that, or the number of times that the people in white pass the basketball. And meanwhile, while you're doing that, they have a rabbit or a gorilla walk right through those people. And you don't even notice it. Well, every time I see those tests, and I remember the first time I did it, I failed. And what it tells you is how your brain works. When your brain is given a task, something to do, it misses the big picture. And now I don't miss it at all. It's like the one that I read. It's it count the number of V's I can't remember if it's the number of V's or the number of F's. And anyway, when you hear it, you hear of, and of. There were three of's And it says, read it and count the V's. And like it was over and over again, we talked about blah, 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 and this of this. And people would count six V's when there were only three. And what was funny, women got it right more than men. I don't remember the details of it, you guys, and I might be getting some of it wrong, but I do remember men got it, women got it right more than men. Which again validates the very idea that there's a difference between men and women, the way we think. I remember as a kid, I was given a thing in, I think it was the fifth grade. And the instructions, it was a list of like 14 instructions. And they give it out. And all the boys were looking at it and we're panicking. We're looking around the room at each other. And the girls all did something and stopped. And the boys were looking at each other. And the girls had folded their arms and they're all smug. And the boys, we were looking at each other and trying to work all the other things that were going down the list. And then the teacher said, stop after like 2 minutes. It says, work whatever you can. And here's what the gist of it was. The only thing you were supposed to do was read number one that said, write your name on the paper and stop. And I don't believe any of the boys did. But the girls almost universally did. And it was showing us that our brains are very different. But as it pertains to what I'm going to talk about, it validates to me what we kind of already know, which is what they're telling you to focus on is not the issue. When you think about what media does, when they say focus on whatever, pick your topic, racism, that's not the issue. This is a person, is a gorilla walking right through the middle of you as you stay focused on DEI. There's something else going on. And I'm telling you, if you don't believe that it can happen, I take you back to these very things that fool us. I told you, I was fooled. The first time I watched it, I was a dance group, and they said, count the number of times the people in blue go outside the circle. And I was counting and counting, and a guy in a rabbit suit walked right through, and it said, did you notice the guy in the rabbit suit? I was like, what? And I would have bet you money there wasn't a guy in a rabbit suit. But once they fooled me, they couldn't fool me anymore. And I say the same thing. This is about news, the things that these people are focusing us on. Once you get out of the Rubicon and you go, okay, I now see what you're doing to me, you can't be fooled anymore. I'm not foolable when it comes to media and what they're doing to us, and I hope you're not either. Anheuser-Busch earnings are going to have declined by 26% after the Bud Light issue, where they alienated big swaths of their customers, specifically the Bubba's. I call it the Bubba crowd. They used a trans guy, this Dylan Mulvaney, to upset the apple cart, which made no sense whatsoever. And what's funny, Anheuser-Busch then said, well, it was an outside marketing firm, when indeed we knew that it was a person that they hired who was the woke person who probably hired the outside marketing firm. And I could go on and on and on. And here's what J.P. Morgan Chase had to say about it. They said, we believe there is a subset of American consumers who will not drink Bud Light for the foreseeable future. Now, we've been joking about it. I posted a meme the other day at Walmart that said, please take this. It was Bud Light stacked up, and it said, please take, price free, just take it. And John Rich did a concert for us on his, at his location at I think it's called Redneck Riviera, and he did a private event, and we broadcasted it. It was an unbelievably good concert. It really was. John did such a great job. But one of the things he said, here at my location, my bar, we debated on should we get rid of Bud Light, and I said no, we'll let the consumer determine it. So he says, I went to my manager and I said, how are we doing on Bud Light sales? He says, we're not selling it. Now, there's other AB products or InBev products that they are selling, but he goes, not Bud Light. He says, it's the first time in the history of my organization have we had to tell a distributor to come pick up their liquor. He goes, we know what we're going to sell. It's been documented. We've got history. He goes, after they did this, he goes, we could not sell Bud Light. So the consumer spoke. And according to this, 26% drop off. I don't know if this is across the board or if this is just for Bud Light sales, but it's not good news for the Democrats. Here's another thing that you might not be aware of. California, they said they had a decision not to pay back some $20 million it borrowed from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits during the pandemic is going to fall on the employers. And they said that the state should have taken care of the loans with the COVID money it received with the government in 2021. In the state's proposed budget, $750 million was allocated to start paying down the loans until Newsom nixed a provision in early January, leaving businesses in the state responsible for the loans as mandated by federal regulations, so that the federal unemployment tax rate of 0.6% will increase by 0.3% per year starting in 2023 until the loan is extinguished. So what that means is your tax of 7.65% is going to go up. It's going to go up to 7.95%. And I don't know whether you're going to have to match it as an employee, but right now you pay, the employer pays 7.65%, and you, if you're a employer, you pay 7.65. Well, that's going to go up to 7.95%, and I don't know if they're going to do it if you're self-employed. But now you're over 15% in taxes before you ever spend a nickel. So interesting. Well, you were already over it, but you're further over it than you were before. They said, but it's just another burden on the top of the many burdens the state puts on employers. In total, 22 states borrowed money for unemployment insurance from the federal government. All but four, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and New York, have paid back their debts, with California owing the most by far at $18.6 billion as of May the 2nd. New York is second with $8 billion. Connecticut, $187 million, and Colorado was $77 million. But of the other 18 states that borrowed money, they have all paid it back, but not the Californians. They said initially the state borrowed from its revenues, its reserves rather, to pay the benefits, but after exhausting its coffers, borrowed to cover expenses, analysts said. Analyst firm LexisNexis estimated the total cost of fraud in this program to be $32.6 billion. They've uncovered the illegitimate unemployment benefit payments were made to convicted felons, with one address receiving 60 separate fraudulent payments. Anytime you involve the government in something like this, you can almost guarantee yourself fraud. So they've upgraded to stop the fraud, but they're still leaking. Gavin Newsom has taken California from a surplus, which came from a bailout and high taxes, to a deficit since he's been elected. That's not been very long. What a crazy world these people live in. But, you know, what are you going to tell them? I mean, what are Californians watching? Are they watching the white guy, the guys in the white shirts passing the ball and counting, and then they're missing the gorilla that walks through? Or are they watching the guys dancing, trying to stay inside the circle, and they watch the rabbit walk through? Here's what I can tell you. They aren't watching what's really what they're supposed to be watching. And that's why on this show, I talk often about the metaphor of what we're learning. Don't focus on the concept, like, here's what, you know, it is. Don't focus on what it is. Focus on the metaphor.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.